Do you give up the idea of thinking that I exist from this one side? Do you give up that idea or not? When you realize that I doesn't exist from this one side. Do you understand what I mean? Do you give up or not? So in the Prasangika Madhyamika school, they say, you know, when do the permanent of the mind-only school and the Savatthanika Madhyamika school give up, you know, their tenets? And they say at the time when they realize that I do not exist from this one side. At that time they give up their tenets. You understand? Make sense or not? So, you know, like when you are the permanent of the mind on this goal, like, you know, the Savatthanika Madhyamika, your thinking, your belief is that I exist from this one side. But when you realize that I doesn't exist from this one side, then you give up the idea thinking that I exist from this one side. So that is when you give up the Savatthanika Madhyamika tenet.
Yeah, that is.
Right? Fourth question. Does the Savatthanika Madhyamika school accept that the three arhats or four destroyers abandon the three different objects of abandonments?
Yes, sir.
Pass it.
Pangilasi. Pangilasi.
How did they abandon?
The abandonment of the hearer is substantially exists substantially and by its own power existent self. The abandonment of the foe destroyer is something that's existent substances, and the abandonment of the bodhisattva is truly existent.
True existence is not object of abandonment. If it's object of abandonment, it has to exist. True existence doesn't exist.
No. Rephrase. Self-grasping, whose object is those three. I'm not saying
self-grasping,
the object of abandonment is self-grasping at, and then I said three things before for each of the three.
Like, how do you apply that? Self-grasping,
for example, the bodhisattva's abandonment is self-grasping at a truly existent self.
Abandoning grasping at the object of consciousness, apprehending it as being different substances. bodhisattva about its grasping at true existence and its propensities. Then the Sautantrikas say that the hearers and Sautantrikas' object is the same, it's deluded obstacles.
That's true, like what you said. You know, the heroes abandon the grasping of this grasping of the self sufficient and substantial existing, substantial existing, grasping of the self sufficient and substantial existing, and the propensities left by them. And the solitude riders, you know, abandon the grasping at the subject and an object as a difference. Grasping at the subject and object as a difference. Grasping at the external object. Grasping at the external object and the propensities or the imprints left by them. And then bodhisattvas abandon the grasping of the true existence and the propensities left by them.
Yeah, that is.
Okay,
that's it. How could we say to you, Mari?
Any special question? Sorry? Not subject and object difference, but external object. External object. Yeah, grasping at the
external. That's not. Where was that? What's that to be abandoned for? For the school or what?
Yeah, in the mind only school. You know, so everything is. You know, there's the subject and object are related, okay. But you know they're of the same entity, you know, same substance. But when you see them as a different, that is wrong. You know, seeing them as a different is wrong in the mind only school. But this is a Savatandika Madhyamika school. So here the external object. The grasping.
Go ahead.
I just have a general question. What I wonder is, it's very general, because like you have the middle way, which is not something or nothing in the middle. Right? Not something, not nothing, but in the middle. Does that of itself alleviate suffering, or is something else needed? The realization of the middle, do you need something else to alleviate suffering, or is that the end of suffering?
So if you realize the middle way is view, middle way view, then it becomes easier to, you know, to eliminate the suffering. The middle way view is the wisdom derived in emptiness.
question. What is a later dispute mean in the definition of in the etymology of the Padavita? Generation is a continuum of a later dispute by a mere consequence. Does that mean like a Sapantika?
What is that? In which part?
It's in the etymology of the
page.
Oh, I see.
Is that like the
Sapantika? Oh, yes.